accounts used by top Idaho lawmakers for legal expenses are drained as they face multiple lawsuits over their handling of the coronavirus pandemic at the Capitol. As James Dawson reports, they want millions of taxpayer dollars to refresh the fund.
A bill introduced yesterday would transfer $4 million to the Legislative Legal Defense Fund. It says such an emergency exists that requires the money be wired immediately. The House account currently has no balance, while the Senate has about $285,000. Top Republican legislative leaders are currently facing multiple lawsuits, claiming they're violating the Americans with Disabilities Act by not creating a safe environment at the Idaho Capitol. House Speaker Scott Bedke and Senate Pro Tem Chuck Winder have declined to implement a mask mandate. Capacity limits are in effect, and air purifiers have been installed in the building. One lawsuit is from Democratic Representatives Sue Chu and Muffy Davis, who want the ability to vote remotely. Both have health conditions that put them at risk for severe complications if they get COVID-19. A second lawsuit was filed by disability rights advocates this month. Both cases are ongoing. The proposed $4 million transfer still needs legislative approval. James Dawson, Boise State Public Radio News.